True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, March 14th, 2025, is a little bit of a holiday. I don't know if you're celebrating it, Tiggy. Today is Russell Wilson Day. Because Russell Wilson is visiting the New York Football Giants. And think about this for a second. We're talking about a Super Bowl champion. We're talking about a guy that's been to multiple Super Bowls. We're talking about a guy who, years after his career is over, will at least be discussed as a Hall of Famer. And he's coming into your building today. Do you lock that door and make sure he doesn't leave?
Not necessarily. I think, like, Russell Wilson is interesting only because of what you just said, Evan. He has had a lot of success in his career. And there was points where we thought he was shoo-in Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I mean, he won Super Bowls. He went to another. If it wasn't for, I don't know whose play call it was, handing it off at the goal line or trying to throw it at the goal line as opposed to handing it off to Marshawn Lynch, he'd be a 2-time Super Bowl champion. And they felt like, God, this guy can do anything. He throws these deep, like, moon balls that somehow always land on target. And eventually, it just seemed like all of that petered out. It's like he wanted to become more of a pocket passer and more of a MVP-type quarterback candidate, and it derailed his career. And over the last 4 years, he's left a lot to be desired as a quarterback. But he still is a Super Bowl champion and has a history of winning, even in Pittsburgh last year.
Well, that's what I'm going to bring up to you, because maybe I'm being too simplistic here. Maybe I haven't watched enough tape, which I haven't. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't watched Denver Bronco and Steeler tape. But I see a guy who, while he's getting up there in age, over the last 2 seasons, he's gone out, and not that his team has been elite, but he won 7 games in Denver. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was 6-5 after replacing Justin Fields. And he continues something he did early in his career, which he doesn't turn the ball over.
Right.
Russell Wilson is not Jameis Winston. He doesn't turn the ball over. So you look at his stats over the last 2 years in Denver and Pittsburgh. He's thrown 32 touchdown passes. He's thrown 13 interceptions. He's basically .500. Now, that's not all him, obviously. He's also quarterbacking a team. But I see that. And while he's not the guy he was, or at least the guy we thought he was a decade ago, that still seems like a major upgrade, and it still seems like something that would stabilize the New York Football Giants.
And it might. I think the thing you worry about is what happens if he truly falls off the cliff, right? Because it feels like he's hanging on. Mm. You know, not like ascending, definitely not ascending. not like stable, just kind of the same player every year. It's like he's hanging on to being good. And at some point, it happens to everybody, by the way. It's whether it's age or injury or whatever, you just lose the ability to hang on, and you fall and you stink. And I don't want that to happen with the New York Giants, because it's felt like it's happening the last 4 years. It hasn't, but it's felt like he's hanging on to being a good player.
Well, that may be the case. What wouldn't worry me is I think the Giants' plan, and it would certainly be my plan, and I think this is what the Giants are doing, is they're adding a veteran quarterback, and they're going to draft someone. Yes. Whether it's at three or it's in the second round, they're bringing a young man into the room with Russell Wilson, with Tommy DeVito, that they're hoping to develop. In the worst case scenario, that you're right, that this hanging before he falls off the cliff, if that occurs, he gets replaced.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bridge quarterback.
Is that solving what the Giants need right now?
Is any veteran quarterback out there solving their issue? What's really going to solve their issue is developing.
The only one is Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think he solves it either, though.
Because it feels like it at least he's, like, he's not done. I watch Russell Wilson, and I say to myself, this guy is just done. And I guess if he comes to the Giants, you'd find the beauty in it. Right, you say this is what he can provide.
Well, his fans have no other choice.
Maybe, but right. I mean, there are other choices, obviously.
No, I mean, if they sign him, right. we yell, we scream, we're mad, and then after 5 days, you're like, all right, I got to rationalize this crap.
Exactly.
If you don't like the move, obviously.
Yeah, but at the same time, you do know that he has a history of winning. And as corny as he may be at times, he's sending the right message. It's not like he's corny and being a jerk. He's being corny and positive.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the corny stuff. And we will address the corny stuff, because coming up a little bit later on, and I'll guarantee it here in this 2 o'clock hour, we've compiled a list of the corniest stuff Russell Wilson has ever done. But does that really, other than us having a laugh and us joking about it and people making fun of it on social media, does the corny stuff hurt a room? And is it more distracting than any of the other quote-unquote distractions that, say, Aaron Rodgers brings?
Only if he's bad.
And he hasn't been bad.
Right. It only becomes an issue if he's bad quarterback.
Right.
And then that making fun of him becomes, like, mocking.
Sure.
And making fun of and mocking are two different things. And so that's the last thing you want, because it just creates a divide. So that's like I'm trying to think if I've ever had this kind of player in my locker room.
Yeah, have you had a cringe teammate?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't think so. Because you usually don't, they're usually not good, so they don't last.
Right,
you know what I mean? So they're just kind of gone and I don't know. They don't belong, so they don't last. But Russ is
He's lasted.
I also think...
And there's something to that, by the way.
Absolutely. And this is the way I look at Russell Wilson, the way I look at Aaron Rodgers. So I think most of us would agree, if you're looking for that short-term success while you're developing a young quarterback, those two guys give you a much better chance than any of the other veterans out there.
No doubt.
Like the Giants met with Joe Flacco yesterday. Give me a freaking break. I've seen Joe Flacco. We've all seen Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not helping you win games in the short term the way a Russell Wilson can and the way Aaron Rodgers can. I believe that Aaron Rodgers, as much as you tell him, hey, you're coming here, we want to win, but let's see where the season goes.
Yep.
We are drafting someone, or we're likely to draft somebody. We may replace you. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a harder time facing that reality than Russell Wilson. And the reason I think that is because Russell Wilson is a journeyman now.
Yeah.
Like, he was in Denver. It didn't work. They benched him while they still sort of had a chance for salary cap and injury-related reasons. He goes to Pittsburgh, where at first we thought they weren't playing him right away because, well, let me see if we got more out of Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And then they finally go to Russell Wilson. And now Russ is in Cleveland. He's going to meet with the Giants today. It feels like he's actually at a different part of his career than Rodgers is, in which benching him is actually going to be easier than benching Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because Aaron, we still don't know like how he's perceived. Like, we know that he had injury-filled seasons over the last couple of years, but we don't know like what an organization thinks about him. I think we know what an organization thinks about Russell Wilson.
Well,
because multiple of them have gotten rid of him.
Multiple teams have gotten rid of him. And also, let's think about the current marketplace for Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. In the case of Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers are clearly interested. The Giants are clearly interested.
Yes.
And as reported by numerous people, including Albert Breer and lately Diana Russini, the Vikings are considering it. And Rodgers would welcome going to Minnesota.
Yes.
So think about the teams that are interested in Aaron Rodgers. A team from the playoffs last year in the Pittsburgh Steelers with one of the great coaches in the sport who just made a trade for DK Metcalf.
Yep. They're trying to win.
They're trying to win.
The Steelers are trying to win. You see it in what they've done in the offseason.
And they were a playoff team last year.
Yes.
Team number two interested in Aaron Rodgers, potentially the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
A team that won a hell of a lot of games last year.
Right.
Until it came crashing down at the end with Sam Darnold.
Right.
Again, another team trying to win, and then you got the Giants. The Cleveland Browns are the only linked team right now to Russell Wilson.
I know.
Now, the Steelers may be treating him as a backup plan in case they fail on Rodgers.
Yes.
So the marketplace is telling you how they view Russ versus Aaron Rodgers, which would tell me, because again, my view is, and I think most Giant fans agree with this, you're drafting a young quarterback. This is the veteran who's going to hold the fort down, maybe quarterback the entire year, if you guys have success. Can't rule it out. But you are drafting a young quarterback who may replace. Wilson is more at the point in his career in which he's replaceable than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's almost an easier transition if it just doesn't feel right. Now, if he's winning games, you just roll with him. You let the young kid sit. It is what it is. Whoever that young player is, you're not worried about them.
Right.
Because you have time. And I think all of these kids coming out this year, whether it's the top end of the quarterback class or the middle or even the bottom, they all need work.
Right.
Right? They all will benefit from sitting and learning. Now, if they happen to surprise the hell out of you in OTAs and mini camp and in training camp and they end up starting over whoever veteran you sign, fine. That's a great thing.
And you know what's funny? Think about Russell Wilson's really, 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 really beginning of his career.
Yes.
He knows all about
he
that.
He did exactly that.
Because the Seattle Seahawks signed a veteran free agent quarterback.
Matt Flynn,
who was coming off like 30 seconds of success.
Yeah, he had like half a game.
And Seattle was like, ah, great, we'll give you a lot of money. And Russell Wilson was drafted, not in the first round, and was so impressive in camp that he took the job. So I think Russell Wilson, eyes wide open, especially at this point of his career, has to understand that situation could happen with the Giants. The best case scenario for the Giants is that they bring in a veteran, whether it's Wilson or Rodgers, they draft a young quarterback, and they win games.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision that some of the optimistic Giant fans have, I heard Peter Schrager say this the other day, and he's not a Giant fan, he's just an analyst. He said, hey, I think the Giants have a really talented roster. I think they're a quarterback away. Now, I don't share that view. Clearly, you don't based on that reaction.
I think there's depth issues. I think he's right, though. It's a talented roster. Right? You look at some of the positions, and you're like, all right, these two kids they drafted in the secondary last year, they're pretty damn good, right? Their defensive front is pretty damn good, right? With Dexter Lawrence and Rakeem and all those other guys. Linebacker Micah McFadden's pretty good.
Right.
Right? Offensive, they got one of the best wide receivers in football. They got a good running back who they kind of stole late in the draft. Offensive line, they have an all-pro at one of their, you know, positions. But it's the depth. It's like the glue in between the big pieces. That's not there yet.
Well, and that matters because we saw what happened last year when Andrew Thomas went down and the offensive line crumbled. But I think the best case scenario is that view is correct. And the Giants add a veteran quarterback. He doesn't play like an MVP, but plays well enough.
Right.
And the Giants win 8 or 9 games. And we're sitting here in January, maybe talking about a playoff game or talking about what was a fun, successful season. And then you're thinking to yourself, oh, we got that young kid waiting.
Yeah.
That Shedeur Sanders, right. That Jackson Dart, he hasn't played at all. But man, I'm so ready. Daboll's proven he can coach. Shane's proven he can find some talent. And that is the best case scenario. And by the way, you're saying goodbye to the veteran. You're saying to Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, thank you. You gave us a quality year.
Right.
We appreciate it. See you later. Now the new era begins.
It's a Kurt Warner. It's a Kurt Warner situation.
I would say better than Kurt Warner because you actually complete the year with a veteran. And then
right.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.